It's not just network executives who are worried about repeating the mistakes of the last presidential election. The state of Florida is still trying to live down the notorious voting problems that delayed a resolution of the 2000 election for weeks. Shelley Mickle is a poll worker in Gainesville, Florida. She says, in her precinct at least, she's confident they'll get it right.
All week, I've been feeling excited, revved up, and a little nervous about working at the polls. I feel like I'm about to play first base on a team in the World Series. What I'm not worried about is dropping the ball. I've been too carefully trained for that. I've come a long way in the last 2 years. I mean, the first time I put a voting booth together, I felt like I was trying to put a diaper on an alligator. What does give me the heebie-jeebies is how many eyes are watching me today. My particular job is to inspect voters' IDs and compare their signatures to how they sign the register. I've been told I'll most likely have a poll watcher standing over me at least part of the day. And I've been warned that outside it might get a little hot, and I don't mean from the Florida weather. You see, campaign workers by law have to stand 50 feet away from the entrance to the precinct, which in my case is a Best Western hotel. And it's tempting for some of them to cross over that line in a last-minute effort to reach a voter, who, by the way, might just be a little irritated at having to stand in a long line. And I've been looking forward to this day because, well, it's simply so much fun to be with the other precinct workers. Over the years, they've become special friends. Rarely do we see each other, except on an election day, but we are a mix of backgrounds, ages, and colors. One is known for baking great cookies, and another for telling funny stories. Think about this. We are spending more than 12 hours with the same people in one room. We're not allowed to leave except for short scheduled breaks. We all had to bring our medicines and food for the day and find someone to let out our pets. Some of us got up at 4 to drive across town to our precinct. And when the polls close at 7 tonight, we'll take down all the voting booths and send in the results from the ballot box through a modem. And, well, it makes for a long day. During my retraining as a voter inspector last month, one thought kept rolling over and over in my head. Sanctity. This is my job, preserving the sanctity of the polling place. All day long, all partisan feelings are put away in my assigned precinct, where each voter is the center of the room. And as I assist each voter in carrying out this most important job, I wish the special atmosphere of my polling place could be bottled and poured out after the election.
Commentator Shelley Mickle is the author of The Queen of October.